Let's just review what we had done yesterday. We took the Mishnah's first approach, Rabbeinu HaKadosh's first approach, not the approach of Rebbe Lazar that we had afterwards, which was sort of the opposite way to construct the Excel sheet. So in our Excel sheet, what we had was running across is Chulin, Truma, Kadesh, and running down was Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi. And what we started doing is talking about, in each context, what a Tomei Rishon would do, what a Tomei Sheni would do, what a Tomei Shlishi would do, and so on. So the first thing that we had done yesterday was that there's a din of a Rishon by Chulin is both Tamei and Mitamei. So what does that mean? A Rishon is fully Tamei, and it can make a Sheni. So the Sheni itself is actually Tomei. But what can the Sheni do? The Sheni itself actually is only Pasul. And the question is, what does that Pasul mean? So we explained yesterday a very important yesod, that the word Pasul means that something is only Pasul in and of itself, but that doesn't mean that it cannot be metame. It means Bepash can't be metame anything, but that means it can't be metame anything from within the set of which it is a member. And what is that set? That is the set of Oichlin, because we're talking about Oichlin here, A, and it is the set of Chulin. So Oichlin of Chulin. Now that means that it's only possible vis-a-vis Oichlin of Chulin. How about vis-a-vis Mashkin of Chulin? Oh, that's a different set. So, according to this, actually, a Sheni b'Chulin is Metame Mashke Chulin. And that would mean, it's not Posel Mashke Chulin. It's Metame Mashke Chulin. And if it's Metame Mashke Chulin, it means that those Mashkin can now make something else, actually, amazingly, can make something else Tome as a Sheni. And it was because of this that we explained that if you've got different Gikrot that have Mashkin between them, that would mean that you could continue being Metame, all of those things, because ad infinitum, it wouldn't matter how many Gikrot there are. And that's because Mashkin are Chosrin Lios Tchila. Therefore, they're not only Paislin Mashkin, they are actually Metame Mashkin. Then there's another case, which is out of the set, and that is where we're talking about Truma. And there could be even Oichlin of Truma. So according to that, Sheni of Chulin would actually Pasul Oichlin of Truma. That was a fascinating situation. We had the same case where we're talking about Truma, and actually, by the case of Truma, the Rishon of Truma, and even the Sheni of Truma, is Tamei and can be Metame something else. But the Shlishi would only be Pasul. And then the question is, that Shlishi, that's Pasul, what is its halach? Can it be Metame out of set? What would that mean? That it would be maybe Metame Mashkin of Truma and turn them into a Rishon, the same way that the Chulin that was only Pasul was Metame Mashkin of Chulin and turned them into an actual Rishon? No. In this case, it does not mean that. The halachas are not necessarily the same. It's absolutely Pasul in exactly the same way that the Sheni was Pasul. But you have to explain. And what is the din of Truma that is Pasul? The din is that it's Metame only Mashka of Kadesh, and it's Pasul only Oichlin of Kadesh, but it will not Pasul just because it's out of set by being Mashkin. So it's dissimilar to that Pasul. Now, this was the first level, which we took this, and we're just assuming that we're dealing with normal truma, we're going to see that actually there's a big machlokas about it. Now, when it comes to Kadesh, which is the next column that we have, so there, if you're dealing with one of its crazy. So there, where we've got Kadesh, actually, the Rishon and the Sheni and the Shlishi of Kadesh is actually all of them are Tmeim Umetamim, and it's only the Revi that is Pasol, and it's not Metame. This Chamishi, I explained yesterday to you rapidly, and I'll review it again. This Chamishi may mean literally a Chamishi. And what would that be? That would be if you were treating Kadesh, Altairus Pora, so then you have a higher standard and it would be able to actually be considered to be Pasul for Pora. And therefore the Chiddush would be that it would be Nechal Benezid HaKadesh, the same way that the other ones could be Nechal, the Chulin could be Nechal Benezid HaDema, which is Truma. Remember, we explained that yesterday, that you don't have a Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem of your eating it, and there'd be no issue of eating the Shemen or the Tavlin of Truma that's in the Nezid. The same thing would be about the Truma. The Truma would be actually, if it made a Revi, of the Kodesh, that Kodesh would be Nechal B'Nezid HaKodesh, and it would be no problem over here. And in this case, the Chamishi could be Nechal B'Nezid HaKodesh. Now, here the Rambam says Beferish, as I mentioned to you yesterday, there's no such thing as a Chamishi, period. This concept of a Chamishi is what the Gra understood was the Shlishi B'Chulin that we were talking about yesterday. The Shlishi B'Chulin does not exist. It's not that we have to interpret the Mishnah as referring to Chulin Shanas or Altairus Truma. We're simply pointing out that when something is called a Shlishi, then actually it does not have any impact. That's the point. And it's, for all intents and purposes, non-extent. Rambam understands that to be the case of the Chamishi as well that we're referring to over here, and there is no such thing as the Chamishi at all. Right? Okay, so then if that's the case, he uses the word Chamishi, but he actually speaks out that that means that there's ein Chamishi. So when you're saying Chamishi, Nechal B'Nezid HaKadesh, it's essentially telling me that it doesn't have the keach to be metame anything. Now, the problem is that the question of whether we're dealing with Truma that was Nasa Altairus HaKadesh, or Chulin that was Nasa Altairus Truma, ends up being a big machlokas. That is brought out in the next Mishnah, because what we were talking about so far were the three Mishnayas that go through Rishon B'Chulin, Rishon V'Sheni B'Truma, and Rishon Sheni V'Shlishi B'Kadesh. However, it turns out that there is a Shita that holds that if you've got Truma, or even Chulin, Shanas, or Altairus Truma, that is considered to be Tomei for Kadesh. Wow. What would that be based on? That would be based on the Ma'alot and Masechet Chagiga, in which we said that something which is Tohar for Truma is considered to be Midras L'Kadesh. So, of course, there, Bepashtus, we were talking about Begodim that you were keeping on a Madriga of using them when we were utilizing Kadesh. However, as we're about to see, I'll go over the Mishnah with you again. If you hold that there is a general rule that Truma, something that is watched only for the Madriga of Truma, is considered to be unwatched entirely for the Madriga of Kadesh, and we have a concept that something that is unwatched is ipso facto Tamei, because that's the idea of Das and Seder Tyrus. And the moment that you don't have Das, that itself is a Tuma, which the Rabbanan actually were Mechadesh. So then that we would have an interesting situation. Because take a look now at the next Mishnah. That's Mishnah Vav. I'll read it out to you. Hasheni shebechulin is mitame mashke chulin. Okay, that we saw. And it's posel ochle truma. So this was the second column that we had about what the dinim would be of those things that are posel. But hashlishi shebetruma, which is also posel, does not follow the same rule, and it is metame mashke kodesh, but not mashke truma, and it is posel oichlin of kodesh. So in that, it is similar to the sheni of chulin, which is posel the ochle truma, so too the posel of truma, which is the shlishi, is posel ochle kodesh. So the difference between them is whether it can be metame the mashkin of truma. So sheni of chulin, which is posel, actually is metame mashke chulin, not just posel them, but metame them to make them tchila, and posel the shlishi shebetruma is not metame mashke truma. Now comes the Mishnah's Chiddush. When do we say this? We say this in the case where they were nasu l'tayras ha-kodesh. We're talking about shlishi asling oichle kodesh, not being metame oichle kodesh, not being metame mashka of truma. When is that true? Now, I must tell you right up front, the Rambam disagrees with what I'm about to say. This is the approach of the Rush. It's the approach of the Rush. It's the way that the simple Mishnah is understood by the Mefarshei Mishnah. It is definitely not the way the Rambam understood the Mishnah. But according to the Rambam, according to the Rush and the Rush, the Pashas of the Mishnah is saying that in the case where you only had Truma, or you only had Truma that was Naseis, that or chulin shenaseis a tyrus truma, you would be in big trouble, because what we're talking about, that truma is mitame, the only mashkaf kodesh, and it only passels earthly kodesh, that is not true if it's real truma. What? Right, because real truma is not sheni for kodesh; it's going to be always a rishon lekodesh. Why? Because anything that is good for truma is not good for kodesh. So therefore, if it were just plain old truma, then in fact it would be metame erchlin of kodesh min rabbanan. Why? Because even though you're saying, well, it's only a shlishi, not true. It's a rishon. And therefore, when we said before in our column that a psul of truma is only going to be passeling the Revi in Kodesh, we meant in a case where he treated that Truma as if it was Kodesh, meaning that was Truma Shenasu on Tyrus HaKodesh. But if it was Nasu only on Tyrus Truma, then forget it. It's a Rishain. It's Metame Shnayim. It's Pesalecha B'Kodesh, which is a disaster. So that means we have a completely different take. According to the Rush and the Rash, we have a completely different take of that fourth column, which is the second column of Psul Benogea Truma. This is the way, as I said, most of the Rishonim and the Mefarshei Mishnah take the Mishnah, and therefore they change our fourth column. And the way we explained it until now, the fourth column was going according to the Rambam. The Rambam reads this Mishnah totally differently than the way I just read it. He understands that actually these words that we said, Shenasu v'taras HaKodesh, is not referring to the Shlishi Betruma, where the Truma was Nasa v'taras HaKodesh. It is actually a continuation of the words, they're posel oichle kodesh, or that which was nase al tyrus hakodesh. The next piece that says, but if they were only nase al tyrus truma, that is referring back to Shlishi, the truma, is metame mashka kedesh, and peso earthly kedesh. So too, says the Mishnah according to the Rambam, so too chulin, that would be nasu l'tayras hakedesh, would also become posel if they touch this truma. But when do we say that? That would be the Bamed Dvarim Amurim, if it's real truma. But if it's chulin shenasu al tayras truma, then it is not able to pasel the kodesh at all. It remains mitame shnayim upoisel echad bekedesh, and that would mean that they do not make a revi. Why? Because since it's only chulin, the rabbanu did not give a din of chulin shenasu al tayras hakedesh to be the same as truma, to be powerful enough to go ahead and to be metame actual kedesh. So they don't make a revi'i kedesh. Right? That is a completely, totally different psak. And therefore, the Rambam says what we said originally. His version is, hashlishi bitruma, that was noga ba'ochle kedesh, it is paslom v'nasu revi'i. But chulin shenasu al tayras truma, hashlishi shebehem is posel, but if it was nogea b'kodesh, it is not able to make the kodesh a revi. Okay, is this clear? So this is the first step that we have in the din, the machlokas, actually, about what the din would be about chulin shenasu al tayras truma. According to the Rambam, chulin shenasu al tayras truma are the same as truma except for one thing, that they are unable to make a revi'i b'kodesh. Fine. Okay, so that's our first yesod.
Rabbi, structurally, why not list chulin shenasu al tayras truma, chulin shenasu al tayras kodesh, truma shenasu al tayras kodesh? Why not have it as separate columns?
Because it doesn't really follow with the idea of rishon sheni shlishi revi'i. Well, I thought about
that. No, but the other three, the chulin kodesh truma and nasu al.
I just said that because it doesn't follow with what the rows are. Well. So I mentioned yesterday that I would like to have that kept separate because it doesn't flow with the Excel sheet so well. Well, we'll see. Maybe we could do that. Now, the next thing that we need to do is to create a separate page on this Excel sheet according to Rebbe Lozer. So here, his Excel sheet has the objects that are going to be mekabel the tumah running down and on top, running across the road. He's got rishon, sheni, shlishi, revi'i of any type. So remember, that works out according to him as the best way of structuring it, but that's because of the machlokas that he has with the earlier Mishnayos, as we'll see. But it's still very useful for us to see it in the inverse. So running across the top, you have not the material, which we had chulin truma kedesh before. Running across the top, we have rishon sheni shlishi revi'i. Running down the side, we have chulin truma and kedesh as the objects that end up touching what it was that was tameh. Remember that even in the original way, we had chulin truma and kedesh. They were not the objects that were being the kabel truma. They were also the mitam'im. However, we set them up in that way to see the maximum of tumah that they could hold in them to be mitami something else. Okay, so it's a different way of looking at it. There aren't many differences, but it opens our minds to a different approach, which we'll take tomorrow. So if you're able to be making for yourselves a spreadsheet, so remember, the spreadsheet tomorrow has the objects of Kabbalah Satuma running down the side and across the top. The different columns are called Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi. All right, to be continued. And if somebody could come up with the Chulin Truma Kedesh spreadsheet and print it out, that would be lovely. I wish that I was more of an easy bookie in how to do that thing. It would be so nice. All right. It's a challenge that we're sending out. Hopefully.
I mean, just a sweet thing. There's Svardim that say L'David Hashem Ori every single day, like by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai with Rav Medina. Today, the Ashkenazim also said it. Tomorrow, the Svardim will start Slichos and the Ashkenazim won't. So Rosh Chodesh Elul is a unique moment that the Svardim and Ashkenazim are on the same page, and then it goes up again.
My heart is with those who say L'David Hashem Ori every day of the year. Okay, Rabbosai. Indeed, L'David Hashem Ori B'Yishi. Wishing you a wonderful Rosh Chodesh Elul. Wish we had our own tekiah right now, but I think the tekiah is there. So it's only a question of hearing it loud and clear. Kol tov, and hope we are zechet tomorrow.